Okay, let's get started with today's Daf, Kiddushin, Daf Chaf Aleph. And we are on Chaf Amid Beis, in the sugyas of the four questions that Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked Rav Sheshes regarding different types of Geula, Eved Ivri, as we have the last Daf or two about Eved Ivri and Amid Ivriya discussion. So the question, the first question that was asked was, Eved Imkri, Anibkar La'akum, can he be Nigal L'chatzoin or not? That was discussed. So now we're in the second question, which has to do with a house in a Bate Arechoma. Can a house in Bate Arechoma, can that be Nigal L'chatzoin or not? Do we say it's a package deal? They have to redeem the house. We know that one has a year to redeem the house that he sells in a walled city, as it's described in Parshas B'chukosai. So do we say that that is a package deal? It has to be a all or nothing. So the Gemara said maybe it's a gzeira shava, gu'ula so from Steachusa. Just like Steachusa, you're not nigal lachatso, and so to here. Or do we say no, it's limited. Only by Steachusa does it say it, but it doesn't say it by our context as well. So we had a one brisa which was brought a kal v'chomer in a certain direction. We're going to have a brisa which has the exact opposite direction, but Hashem, we'll see in a minute. But the brisa that was brought in the Gemara said, well, if it is so strong, so that you would be able to be redeem it whenever you want, so then we are not going to give you the option of redeeming it lachatzon. But if you're going to lose it, so then we would. So a case of makdish teachuza or a case of selling bayis bebatei arechoma, where we know either by yovel or after a year you will lose it, so then we would allow you to redeem el lachatzon. So that was the first brisa that we just had, up until the word esve, where we are up to seven lines from the bottoms. And we'll mention something about Arechoma, Hashem, in a minute itself. But first, let's see the opposite. Let's see the opposite approach in the brisa. Esve, a couple lines from the bottom. Im go'o yig'al, the pasuk says, this is by Makdish Este Achuza, Melamed, Shalava, Vega'al, Vega'al Achatzoin. The pasuk teaches me that I'm allowed to redeem it partially, if I only have that amount of money, by Makdish Steachuza, by sanctifying to the Beis HaMikdash. Sheyachol, because the Gemara says, the Brisa says, I might have thought otherwise, that I wouldn't be able to do this. V'halodinu, isn't there a kal v'chomer that I would have thought otherwise, that you're not allowed to be Makdish Lachatzon? And this logic that we're about to have in the Brisa is the exact opposite of the previous Brisa that we just said. We just said, if it's so weak, so then you should be able to give them the strength. This is going to say the opposite. If it's so weak, then it must not have strength. So let's see. Uma mocher steachuza. If selling a steachuza, sheyafe kocho, or selling a steachuza is strong. Shim higia yovel velo nigala, choseres la ba'aleh b'yovel. If somebody sells a steachuza, so then what is the halacha by yovel? Goes back to them. That's the halacha of steachuza, so returning. Avadim go back, steachuza goes back. So if somebody sells a steachuza, not to the Beis HaMikdash, but they're their friend. So then we say, it goes back in Yovel, ho ra kocho, and yet their strength is weak. She'en lo ve'vegoel v'goel achatzoin. Yeah, they cannot borrow money and redeem it, or redeem it only partially, makdish. So in the case of sanctifying a steachuza, she'ho ra kocho, where it's weak, in what way? She'higia yovel v'lo nigala yotza l'kona b'yovel. If somebody's makdish a steachuza and does not redeem it before yovel, so then they lose it. Surely it should be, they should not have the power of being goel achatzon. Right, so exact opposite svar of what we had in the brisa. If it's so weak, then it should have an application of its weakness, even in this regard. And that is why the brisa says you need the pasuk. That's why you need the pasuk for him. Go yigal by makdash de'achuza to teach me that even though it's weak, that if you don't redeem it by yovel, you would never get it back. You still have the power to redeem it. Lachatzon. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ma lamocher steachuza. How could you make that limud from mocher to makdish? Ma lamocher steachuza. Shekein hura kocho ligol miyad. Mocher steachuza is weaker in a different sense. You're not allowed to redeem a field or buy back. If you sell a steachuza, you're not allowed to redeem, buy it back for the first 2 years. The buyer has to have it for at least 2 years. So you see it as a weakness. because the first 2 years is off limits. Tomar ben makdish sheyafa kochli gol miyad. Unlike makdish, which is strong, you could if you makdish it and then all of a sudden you get a big yerusha the next day, you could redeem it right away from the base of Mikdash. So you see, makdish is strong. So maybe you should say misvara that you could be goel lachatzon by makdish, even though you can't by mocher, and therefore you shouldn't need the pasuk. That's going to be the whole shakel of Atari over the next 20 lines. Do you need the pasuk? Do you not need the pasuk? So far we said you don't need the pasuk because you would know that you can redeem a lachatzon even without the pasuk. So Gemara says no. Bayis bibate. Sorry, I lost the place. Mocher bayis bibate ari choma yochiach. No, I'll prove to you that that is not a power. Just because you can redeem it in the first year doesn't automatically show that you can be goel lachatzon. What about a house in a walled city that we know you sell? Sheyafa kochali gol miyad. You're allowed to buy it back the first year, meaning you have to buy it back the first year, or else you're going to lose it. V'ein lo v'gol lachatzon. So you see, just the fact that you're allowed to have it the first year, buy, get it back the first year, does not mean goel lachatzon. So we're back to the defending the brisa. So that's what the brisa says. You need the pasuk. But either way, the Gemara here is bothered. What's the eisvei? It's the exact different svara than we said earlier. Earlier, we wanted to prove that a bayis in a walled city, you can be goel lachatzon, and this brisa says exactly the opposite. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, harabbanan harabbi shimon. So machlokas tanoim, rabbanan rabbi shimon. Which rabbanan rabbi shimon? The one that we mentioned yesterday, rabbi shimon, who is darish taima dekra. Rabbi Shimon, who darshins reasons for psukim in order to understand the halachas themselves, and the Rabbanan don't. Meaning, as we said, the first brisa is like Rabbi Shimon. Why? The brisa that says, well, if you're going to lose this, if you're selling a house in a walled city, after a year, you're never going to be able to get it back. So we want to be makel on you to get back what you can. That's the svara of goel lachatzon by a house in Arichoma. Same thing by makdash esteachuza. We will allow you to be goel lachatzon because you're going to lose it by Yovel. Unlike the Rabban, the Rabban would say, no, we're not darshina time and dekra. You don't make that lima, that svara, and weak is weak and strong is strong. And therefore, if a house in a walled city you see is weak, meaning after a year you can't get it back ever, so too within the year it must be that you have a weak strength on it, and therefore you wouldn't be able to get it back, and you wouldn't be able to be goel lachatzon. So that's the machlokas tanoim, and the Gemara also says tani chada love v'goel v'goel lachatzon, v'tani idach ein love v'goel v'goel lachatzon, lo kasha harabanan ha Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so we have that machlokas in the brises about what we say about this halacha. 2 points to make. Number one is I didn't get to say it yesterday, but I'll mention it now. There is a discussion about this house in a walled city. The Ramah brings up this issue in Yaradeya. In Reish Lama Beis, Sifyud Beis, the Ramah quotes the Mishnah in Meseches Arachin. Ramah doesn't quote it, but the Mefarshim explain that the Ramah is based on this. As what? We know the Mishnah tells us in Arachin that Hillel HaZaken, in the days of old, when this was Nohay, that I sold a house in a walled city, and I have a year to buy it back. So you know what that used to happen? On the last day or two of the year, the buyer would disappear. Would disappear! Why? Because he wants to keep the house. So he'll disappear, you won't be able to pay him on those last 2 days, he'll come back a week later, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's after a year? I guess the house is mine forever. So he used to do that, and it was terrible, because people used to not be able to buy their houses back. Hillel made a takana, give the money to Bezdin and go live in your house. You don't have to give it to the person, just take it. We discussed this back in Maseches Gittin, in the sugya, whether Nesina Balkarcha is called a Nesina or not. Two opposite days in the Gemara there. What does that Mishnah prove? Does that Mishnah prove, why did Hillel have to be Mesakein? Right, so does that prove that a Nesina forcibly is good, is not good? Two opinions how to understand that Mishnah. But there's another point about that Mishnah, and that's made by the Aguda and other Rishonim. Why'd the guy wait to the last day? The guy had a whole year to buy it back. He waited to the last day, so should we say that's his fault? Is that called an Ones? That's the sugya called Ones Besof Hazman. Let's say somebody should have done something beforehand, but he didn't. And at the last moment, it turned into an ones. Similar to what they discuss in Baba Kama. Not exactly. Tchilasa b'pshia v'sofa b'ones. It starts out kind of like your fault, but then it's an ones. So do we say that that is called an ones, that it's not your fault or not? Well, what does the Mishnah prove? Hillel had to come along and say, give it to Beis Din. Were it not for Hillel, what does it seem like? You would lose the house. You'd lose the house. What do you mean you're ba'ones? So Pashas of the Mishnah, ones besofas man, is not called an ones. You don't have that taina, and that's why Hillel had to make the takana. That's what the Ramah discusses in Yaredeya, in Ilchas Nedarim, and Shvuas. What's the case of the Ramah? Suddenly makes a neder to eat something this year. And they wait, and they wait. The Ramah says, eat it early in the year. Don't wait to the last minute, because something might happen. Misha nada, misha nishbo nada, lasos davar, tokshana, obio ploni, or during the day. Yesh lo lasoso miyad, o beshachris, kshiagia oso ayom, shema yishka chachar kach, velo yasenu, viyavar al nidro. And if you didn't do it right away, because you said there's enough time, vishachach o ne'enas achar kach, what's the halacha? Two deos. Yesh omrim de mikri ones. Of course, that the Ron from Baba Kama. Yesh omrim de lo mikri ones. And he says, some people say that's not called an ones. That's what they quote that from the Chidushi Aguda, one of the Rishonim. And the Taz, and the other Mefarshim explained, is based on this discussion about a house in a Bate Arechom. That's the what the Taz discusses. The Ksos in Choshe Mishpat, obviously. The Ksos is on Choshe Mishpat. Discusses this as well, and wonders whether this is a good raya, and he assumes it is not. He assumes a house in an arechoma is not a normal case of fulfilling something. Normally, it could be if you have to do something and you have an ones happens, it would be a good taina of ones. What's the case of Bais Brother Yechoma? You know why Hillel had to be masakin it? There is different, because there it's not a promise to do something; it's a promise to undo something. What's the lumdis by a house in Batei Erechoma? You're allowed to buy it back within a year. So what does that mean? That's a machlokas achronim. How to understand that? The Ksos says it's a full sale with buyback options. That's what it is. So the Ksos says that's what that case is different. It's not that you have to do something. You have to undo something. So if you sold something, so now you want to undo it. So if there's an ones and you didn't undo it, okay, you didn't undo it. But you might say in other cases where you have to do something and you didn't do it, you might say you do have an ones patur. That's the Ksos. The Minchas Chinuch is bothered by that based on a Gemara, but he assumes the opposite. Really, it's not sold with a buyback option. No, it's not sold yet. Really, it's yours. The sale doesn't materialize fully till after the year. That's the lumdus. Because the Gemara has a lashon calling this ribis vatorah hitiraso. It's really similar to a case of a ribis. Not going to get to now. But either way, that is a discussion about this case. Just one final source, and that is the Magen Avram in Arach Chaim connects our discussion to a more lamaisa case of al daven mincha, al daven mincha, al daven mincha. And then I could have daven mincha 10 times, but I didn't. I waited until the last minute, and then I blew it. And then something happened and I forgot, or an ones happened and I couldn't leave the house and the kids were going crazy, whatever the case is, that somehow mincha got lost. So that's ones besofas man. Is that called mazid and you cannot do tashlumin? We paskin lakula. We paskin that's called ones. And therefore you would be able to do tashlumin, but the Magen Avraham there in Simon Kuf Ches quotes this discussion of the Ramah and the Taz and the others regarding this issue of ones besof hazman. Good. And then the Gemara ended off here that really this machlokas, whether by a bias, a house in a walled city, or a makdash de'achuza, is goal achatzoin, is the tali on the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan, who we know from Babetzia is Rabbi Yehuda, whether we are darshin and time at the Kra or not. And keep in mind, remember, it's always good to look for tamei amitzvos. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Me'ila discusses that we should always try to look for ta'amim, for mitzvahs. It makes it more palatable for us to do the mitzvah. No, but Tashin and Ta'amim Dekra means we darshan the reason and use the reason to limit or expand the mitzvah. That's the sugya of Darshin and Ta'amim Dekra, where you have to return an item of an almana. Is that only an almana aniyah? Is that also an ashira? So that's the sugya of Darshin and Ta'amim Dekra. There's a lot more over there, but we will continue. Okay, Amalei Rav Acha Berei Derav Al Rav Ashi Ikal Amifrach. So what we just ended, everything's good. There's a need for the pasuk to teach me in the second brisa that by a makdish de'achuza you can be goal achatzoin. And we defended that limud from bias b'batei arechoma. defended that liman. Because you see from there that just because you can redeem it during the year doesn't mean you have the power to be goal lachasayin. So that's why you need the pasuk to teach me that you can be goal lachasayin. Says the Gemara, we're going to go back and forth now. Who says that that's a good defense? Ikal mifrach mala mocher buys b'batei erechoma, that has a separate weakness. Shein hora kochol igal olam. You can't redeem that after the year forever. You finished. Tomer b'makdish sheyafa kochol igal laolam. Unlike by makdish sheyafa kocho, you can redeem it laolam until yovel, but you can redeem it. It's stronger. So then maybe we would have known this by makdish, and therefore you don't need the pasuk to teach me go alachatzon. Amalei Ravacha Saba. L'Ravashi, no. We could still defend it. Mishad Igal Meimar, Ne'adar Dina. We could still learn it from teamwork. Right, you're right. Each one of these might have a unique factor that would not be able for it to be a model, but you put it together, there's a common denominator, and therefore it could be a defense. Teisi b'ma'atzad. Learn it from a ma'atzad as follows. Mocher sadeh achuza yochiach. Selling as the achuza is mochiach. She yafek ocholi gol olam. A mocher is the achuza you could always redeem. The ain love of a gol lachason, and you can't be goel it partially. I ma'la mocher say achuza shein hora kocholi gol miyad. We said it has a weakness, and that's why it can't be goel lachason. Mocher ba'is ba'te rechoma yochiach. Selling a house in the walled city does not have that weakness, because you can redeem that during the year. And even so, it's not nigal lachatzon, according to the second brisa. V'chazar adin, and then it goes back and forth. Lo, see on the side of the Gemara, this comes up in 14 places in Shas, this type of limud. Lo ra'izeh k'ra'izeh. Each one of them is not exactly like the other one. Hatzar ha'shaveh shebohen, shenigalin vein lo v'vigol v'gol lachatzon. What's the common denominator? They can be nigal, but they have a limit on their geula powers. They can't do it partially. Afani ani avi makdish shenigal vein love even to goel v'gol lachatzon. Okay, so that's what I would learn it that you can't, and that's why you need the pasuk of them go yigal that you can. Right. So again, we defended the brisa. Amalei marzucha breiter of Mari Ravina. We ask another kasha. Ikal mifrach malatzar shava shebehen shkein hora kocham ligal b'shana shniya. Oh. I could find a weakness within all of the common denominator cases. What's the case? You cannot redeem it in the second year. Meaning, well, what are the two models here? We're putting together selling a house in a walled city and selling steachuza. Both of them, second year is out. Selling a house in a walled city, after the first year, you're finished. You can't buy it back in the second or third or fourth, but the second year is out. Selling a house in a, selling a field in a steachuza, you can't redeem that in the first 2 years, and then you can afterwards. But either way, during the second year, they're both not able to get back for different reasons. So maybe that's why you would say they are weak. Again, malatzar hashava shebehen shekein hora kocham ligal b'shana shniya. Tomer b'makdish, unlike by makdish, yofek kocham ligal b'shana shniya. Unlike by being makdish esteachuza, you can redeem that during the second year. So again, maybe that shows its strength, and you should be goel lachatzon without the pasuk. So Amar le Ravina mishum digal ameimar. No, show you another defense. Eved Ivri hanimkar lo v'kochavim yochiach. The original question that we asked: a Jew sold to a non-Jew will prove sheyafa kocholi goel b'shana shniya that he could be redeemed whenever, including the second year. Vein lo v'goel lachatzon, and still he cannot be nigal lachatzon. So that's a defense. Lamaskana, it's a triple effort. We use three different halachas to defend the fact that we need a pasuk to teach me by makdish steachuza, you could redeem it partially. If you only have enough money to redeem it partially, ad kan lamaskana, we ended off defending that brisa. Okay, so now we go to the next question that Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked from Rav Sheshes. Again, a lot of the action on this daf is on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and even more so on the bottom of Amud Beis. So we'll have to see how we do. Boy, minei Rav Huna mei Rav Bar Chinina mei Rav Sheshes, hamocher bayis bebati ari choma, nigal lekrovim, oei nigal lekrovim. If I sell a house in a walled city, can it be redeemed by relatives? By relatives, meaning we know. Where does it say in the Torah that it can be redeemed by relatives? Oh, do, ben do, yigalenu. That's by an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy. do you extend that halacha to a house in a walled city? Geula so misteh achuza, gamar, do you say it from there? Masteh achuza, eina nigelas lachatzoin, vin nigelas lakrovim. Steh achuza cannot be nigel lachatzoin. Right, that's what it said in that second brisa. And yet, it can be redeemed by relatives. Afainami, a nigal lachatzam, a nigal lakrovim. So to hear, same halachas, therefore, can be nigal by krovim. O dilmor, we say no. Kik siva geula bachatzon, kik siva geula bachatzon udirsiv, bekrovim loksiv. Or do you say the gzeirah shava is only regarding geula, and therefore, it only has to do with how you are goel, not who is goel. And therefore, you would limit the limud. And he answers him, Rav Sheshes answers, amalei eino nigal. The halacha of krovim acting on your behalf is not here, right? It's only by cases of steachuza or cases of evid ivri nimkalagoi. Tosus does say, Tosus on the previous amud, Tosus says on top that this geula so gzereshava is not a full gzereshava. Remember the Gemara had the whole havamin of do you say it lakula, do you say it lachumra? If you have a gzereshava, you say it, period. You don't think about for what halacha, you don't say gzereshava lamechsa. So Tosus does say that it's not a full Zereshav, it's more of a Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. That's Tosus on the top of the previous Amud. But either way, the Gemara here quotes it, and we say Eino Nigal. So Eisvei, is this really true that Krovim are out? Bechol Geula Titnu. So there are a couple of words missing in this Pasuk. Rashi quotes the whole Pasuk. Bechol Eretz Achuzaschem Geula Titnu La'aretz. In all the land of your Achuza, there shall be Geula. So, l'rabos, what does that include? L'rabos, batim ve'evet ivri. That includes houses and evet ivri. And that's talking about gulas krovim. The krovim are allowed to. So, it includes houses and evet ivri. So, my lav bati arechoma. Isn't this including bati arechoma, kashan rapsheshes, that krovim are allowed to redeem the houses in a walled city? Lo, bati chatzerim, houses in open cities. Where it says, bati chatzerim ve'edik zibu. There it says, beferish, I'll stay haaretz, yichashev. Houses in open cities are considered like fields in terms of their halacha. And just like a field can be nigal krovim, so too a house. So why should you need a limud for that? Hahu lekov o chova. No, that you're right. You have two psukim regarding houses in open fields. One is saying it can be done. One is saying it must be done. Right? Lekov o chova. V'yalibud Rabbi Eliezer d'tanya v'golas b'mkar achiv. You shall redeem what your brother, your fellow Jew, sold. Rishus at Omer Rishus Oeno Elo Chova Tamalomar Veish Ki Lo Yielo Goel. If a man doesn't have any relatives, Chiyesh Adam BeYisrael Shein Lo Goalim. If there's somebody in Yisrael that doesn't have any relatives, everybody's going to have some kind of relative. Ela Zeshe Yesh Lo Veiner Rotsa Likach. Sharishus biyado. No, it's talking about someone who yesh, though he has relatives, ve'ena rosalika, but they don't want to buy it back. Sharishus biyado. It's his rishus to buy it or not buy it. Divrei Rebbe Yehoshua. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, no. V'go'alas b'emkar achiv chova. You have to. If the possibility exists to help out your relative, you have to. Ata Omer chova ve'ena ala rishus, tambalomar, v'chol geula titnu hakasiv kavo chova. Period. Meaning the Pasuk, even though it includes houses, it's not about houses in walled cities, we still do not have a raya. Rav Sheshes is still defended that it cannot be nigal akrovim, and the inclusion is only regarding houses in open cities where it is a chova for the relative to help out. Rashi points out here, what's the Gemara's line of somebody doesn't have relatives? Maybe somebody doesn't have relatives. Somebody doesn't have a yoresh. So Rashi just modifies what the Pasuk's talking about. Does somebody, we're talking about Steachuza here, a house of yours that you've had, says Rashi, V'chiyesh lecha adam b'Yisrael, minotle chelek ba'aretz. Is there anyone who took a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, she'ein lo go'alin, mizera Yaakov, ba'od echad mikol Yisrael kayim u'karav lo. If there's any Jew alive today, so then, and the person took a chelik ba'aretz, he's one of the shvatim, and there's somebody that is connected to him. And the Achronim point out here, the Sha'ar Mesiyana Balacha here, quote, the definition for relative in this regard is different than a definition for relative in other regards. For example, Yerusha, you have the Seder of Yerusha, and it goes, you know, son, daughter, uncle, there's specifics. Here, it's spread out, just keep going until you get a relative. Keep going until you find somebody. So therefore, if somebody took a chelik ba'aretz, they're related to somebody. So who does it? A ger, right? He's the only one, but he doesn't have a chelik. He wasn't notel chelik ba'aretz. So that's the, just the definition of Yerusha. So, of relatives. So, Amri le Rabbanan le Rav Ashi, v'Amri le Ravina le Rav Ashi, first wide line. Bishlama lamanta amar, l'rabos bati arechoma, haino d'chsev bakol. If you say, like the question that we asked, that bakol includes even houses of bati arechoma, and then it's a kash on Rav Sheshes, so then you, it fits in well, because it's in all, that's an inclusionary word. But if you say it's just to include open houses, and it's to make it an obligation, but what does the word bakol mean? That seems to be including more, not just to emphasize what you already know. So, Kasha, we don't answer that question. And Rav Sheshes, we leave with a question, at least on that point. Problem is the Rambam passes like Rav Sheshes. Even though we asked the Kashan and the Rambam Paskins that there is no geula for Krovim when it comes to walled cities. There is an interesting question that is asked by the Achronim. What makes a walled city different? Why is there greater Kedusha by a walled city? We know a Mitzorah goes out of a walled city. What's so special about a walled city? From the days of Yeshua ben Nun, from the days of, as discussed by Purim, what's so special? So two Achronim, Chassam Sofer says in a tshuva, and the Azayin LaTorah also says it without quoting the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that the walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, you know why that is greater Kedusha? Because a walled city that we conquered, that Am Yisrael now live in, is a greater reflection of Godless Hashem. Because what does a wall mean? A wall means there's protection. A wall means they are fortified from any outside enemy. And yet, it didn't help them. And yet, we were able to overcome and come into Eretz Yisrael and take over that walled city. That's why a walled city has greater Kedusha. Because it's a greater makom that shows Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why also the halacha is, as the Gemara says in Megillah, it has to be hukaf ulubasov yashav. It has to be first, because first walled, and then people started living there. It's not that people lived there for a while, and then they decided to build a wall. Because usually when you want to have a very strong, fortified, protected city, first you build the protection, you build the wall, and then people start living there. And if you do that, and then it is conquered, so that shows the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might. Shagoyim banu lehem arim b'tzuros lehi sagev bahem mipnei emas b'nei Yisrael v'yakadosh baruch hu hoshiyam u'mishem hachi kedushas bati arechoma chamura mishar ayaros v'amnam zeshaya pachoma shekifu akum kodem b'yes Yisrael l'sham. It's got to be one that before but the Jews came in. But if it's afterwards, no, it's not, that doesn't show it as much. That's in the Tshuvin Arachayim in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hey. And the Azayin LaTorah on Chumash in Bechukosai just quotes this idea even without quoting the Azayin LaTorah. When Hashem gave them these cities, Hoya Yoshvim Roin Tamid Eschasti Hashem and Iflaosav Asheri Sayimanu. So Yeshua was Makadesh them as a recognition of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us by those walled cities. But if it wasn't a walled city, there's not as much of a Zeichel Anes that is required. Okay. That's an important marker in general when we talk, the Gemara talks about walled cities in many different places, to remember that Chassam Sofer. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Esve, third wide line. Esve, Abaye, we're still talking about this discussion about is there redemption by relatives of houses in walled cities? Matam alomar yigalenu, yigalenu, yigalenu. In the context of relatives redeeming by an Eved Hanimkar Lagoy, it uses the word yigalenu three times. Gimel Pamim, Lerabos, Kol HaGeulos, Shinagolos, Kaseder Hazem, to include all redemptions that they can be redeemed through relatives. So what does that include? So Ma'ilav, Batei Arechoma, Ve'eved Ivri, doesn't include these, that they could be also. Mar says, Lo, Batei Chatzerim, Vestei Achuza. Again, we leave out houses of walled cities. Batei Chatzerim, Vestei Achuza, Be'ed Yiksiv, Alstei Aretz Yechashev. Same question we asked before. Isn't that explicit? Kedamar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, Lekarov Karov Kodim. No, that's to teach me. The closer relative goes first. Hachanami, he says that somewhere else. Hachanami is to teach me here, Lekarov Karov Kodim. It's to teach me Karov Karov Kodim. What does that actually mean? Says the Rashba, Chiddush. But this is how he understands the Gemara. Let's say there is a closer relative that is not so wealthy. Not so wealthy. And he does not have the wherewithal to redeem. But he's a closer relative. And then there's a more distant relative that has the money. and he can redeem. The halacha is he's potter from redeeming. Hakarav karav kodem. You go by the earliest relative. De'imishum v'goalo hakarov elav. If you only had one pasik, hava amina hakarov sheish biyado, safag ligo kodem. Whoever has the ability redeems. V'afilo haya ben dodo amid, v'dodo eino amid. Even if the uncle is not rich and the cousin is rich, ben dodo kodem. So let the further one redeem. Aval hasha dechsev yigalenu. Riba kala geulos la'akev, shiudafka kaseder azem, uvim ben dodo amid vidodo eno amid, eno nigal. It won't be nigal, you go by the closest relative, the special din of hakarov, karov, kodem. And if you look in the achronim, there's a footnote in here in the Biuri Adaf, where they discuss this Rashba, and he says, it's clear from the Rashba, hakarov, karov, kodem, it's not just a din in sechus, who has the schus to redeem, but it's a din in the geula, the chi of geula. V'meinu yachol ligol, ein de geula klal, ala rachol yoser. V'rak asher ein dod klal. If there is no dod, then the ben dod comes in. But if there is a dod, but he can't, then that's it. Stops there. That's the chiddush of this halacha of akarov karov kodem. Period. Hey, chayit rad Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So we just use Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak over here. Where is the source of his din? Of a karav kodem, aha, on the following. De'ibay luhu. Eved ivri and nimkar li Yisrael. An eved ivri that's nimkar li Yisrael. Nigal akrovim, wait a nigal akrovim. We know an eved ivri that's sold to a guy. That's what the pasuk talks about. But what about an eved ivri, right? Either he was stole or he was poor, and now he's owned by a Jew. So can he be redeemed by relatives? Or is it only his own giron kesef? So, which is it? Aliba de Rebbe lo tibay lecha. According to Rebbe, it's not a kasha. Rebbe says, beferish not. To Amar, in a totally different context, Rebbe says, this is just quoting one line of a different conversation. Misha eino nigal be'ele, nigal be'sheish. Someone who is not redeemed with relatives can be redeemed in 6 years. So, just that phrase, taken out of context, shows that that's a quote from Rebbe. He said the Eved Ivri cannot be redeemed by relatives. So according to Rebbe, it's clear. Alma lo mifrak. He can't be redeemed by relatives. Kitibay v'chali b'derabanan. My. But the question according to the Rabbanan. Yalfinan sachir sachir. Do we say, you learn the Gzeira Shava, comparing Eved Ivri nimkar l'goy and Eved Ivri nimkar l'Yisrael with the Gzeira Shava of sachir sachir v'lo darshi yigalenu. And you know darshin yigalenu, which is an exclusionary word. He can be redeemed and not others. O Dilma, Yigalenu lo zevel lo lacher. What do we say? No. We darshan the exclusionary word. Only Eved Ivri Nimkar L'Goy can be redeemed by relatives and not others. That's the kasha. So Tashma, Bakol, Geula Titnu. Same pasuk we quoted before, right? It's half a pasuk. Bakol, Eretz Achuz Aschem, Geula Titnu La'aretz. L'Rabos, Batim, Eved Ivri. So before we focus on the first line, Batim. Now we're going to talk about the second one, Eved Ivri. So, my love, Bati Arechoma. Eved Ivri Animkar LiYisrael. Isn't it talking about an Eved Ivri even sold to a Jew? Lo, Eved Ivri Animkar LoVikochavim. That's what it's including. Says the Eved Ivri Animkar LoVikochavim Behed Yekzive. That's a Beferish Pasik. You don't need an inclusion. You don't need a Reboy to say that relatives can redeem an Eved Ivri Animkar LoGoy. O Dodo, O Ben Dodo Yigalenu. Right? You know that it's a Beferish Pasik. Answer, Hahula Kova Chova, Bafila Rabbi Yeshua. So maybe that extra pasuk, B'chol Gula, is to be Koveya Chova, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who said earlier that Ste Achuza is a Rishus, Eved Ivri, Hanimkar Lagai, is a Chova. Period, so no answer. Tashma, let's try again. Almost finished with this sugya. Matam Aloma, Yigalenu, Yigalenu, Yigalenu. Gimel pa'amim, why does it say it three times in the context of redeeming by relatives? L'rabos kol ha'geulo shenigalos kaseder hazeh. They're all redeemed in this way. My lav bati arechoma v'eved ivri animkar liYisrael. Isn't that including the Eved Ivri that's sold to a Jew? That's what we're trying to figure out. Lo bati chatserim, as we said earlier, v'stei achuza, bati chatserim ed yiksivu, tezeh beferish al stei arez yechashev. That's where Rav Nachman says, Amar Nachman by Yitzchak, L'karav karav kodem. That's where he says this halacha of going in order. So again, halacha l'maisa again. Here at Yibana Beis HaMikdash, all these halachas will be l'maisa again. We'll have Shemitah, we'll have Yovel, and all the halachas about selling, different halachas of selling, and we would be able to follow all of these mitzvahs. Okay, getting back now, way back, to to the Mishnah back on Daf Yudalit. So the Mishnah said there, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we have the next Mishnah about Avadim. Tomorrow starts the Evakanani world, right? And then for a few Dafim, before we get into the Karka world of Nafchavav. So the Mishnah said that an Evad Ivri can be Nikna in two ways, and Kona Atatzmo in three ways. Elma Ivriya can be Kona herself with Simanim. And what about a Nirtza? Evad Nirtza, after 6 years he had his ear pierced, so he's Nikna Biritzia. He can be Nikneh, and now he stays even after 6 years because he had Ritzia, and he's Kona himself with Yovel and Misa Sa'adon. So, what did the Psukim to prove that? Va'nirtza Nikneh Beritzia, Dich Sif, Va'rotza Adon Oves Azno Ba'marzea, Va'gomer. He put Va'vadol, Olam, right in the Pasuk says, that he stays with him forever. Va'dich Sif, Va'rotza Adon Oves Azno Ba'marzea, Va'kona Ethasmo, Va'yovel Misa Sa'adon. But he goes free by Yovel, and if the master dies. Dich Sif, Va'avado. He serves him, v'loas haben, v'loas habas. Doesn't serve the son or the daughter, that's the special din, by an Eved Nirtza. We learned earlier, an Eved Ivri, before Ritzia, is Oved es haben, v'loas habas. But here, after Ritzia, it's very personal. It's only the Adon, and not any of his kids. La'olam, la'olamo shel Yovel. And when it says he will serve him forever, that doesn't mean really forever. It means la'olamo shel Yovel. Up until Yovel. The Meshech Chachma, in his classic style, on this pasuk in Parshat Mishpatim, says, oh, I could think of a case that it's really la'olam. Even though la'olam, the Torah says la'olam. So shouldn't you say, la'olam means la'olam? So we understand that that means la'olam Moshel Yovel. But he says, I can come up with a case. What if there's an Eved Ivri that starts being an Eved Ivri, Bisman Yovel is Noheg, and then Yovel starts being Noheg. And then he lived at the time when the Ten Shvatim went into Golos. So no more Yovel. No more Yovel. So now what? So he's stuck. There's no way to, you're right, the halachas of Eved Ivri and Ritzia don't apply. Bishah She'ein Yovel Noheg, but that only means you can't get in. But once you're in, you can't get out. So that's an example of avadola olam, even by an Eved Nirtza. Kivashin ain Eved Ivri Noeg, Elabazansha Yovel Noeg, Mi Paka Avodaso, O Dilman Nishar Eved Kamoste Achuza, Vim Lohaya Yovel, Sheniftala Yovel, Nishar Eved Ivri La Olam, Kol Chaye Ha'adon. And that is a classic Meshech Chachma, taking the Pshuto Shel Mikra and showing us where you would take it literally, even where Chazal did not suggest it. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Martzeya, Ein Li Ela Martzeya. I know, you can only make the hole in the ear with a Martzeya, with a specific type of tool, because it says that in the Torah, right? Ritzia, Minayin, how do I know that you could use any other type of tool to make the hole? Minayin Larabos, Hasol, Vahasira, a peg, a thorn, Vahamachat, a needle, Vahmagdeach, a drill, Vahmachtev, a writing utensil, Tamalomar, Vila Kachta, Larabos, Kodavar, Shenikach, Biyad. Anything that you could take to make the hole, you could use. Dibber, Biosi, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe argues, no, there is a limit. Ma Martzeya Miyuchad Shal Mateches, Avkol Shal Mateches. It has to be metal. My machlokes tanoim. Dover acher hamartzeya, lahavia martzeya hagadol. Or maybe hamartzeya includes the large martzeya, where a big hole that's nikar in the ear, even that is okay. That's that limud. I'm Rebbe Lezer, Yudin Barebi. Rebbe Lezer, Yudin. That's somebody's name. Yudin Rashi says, Yudin Barebi. Yudin Shmo, the gadol b'dor haya. And he was a great man. Rebbe Lezer Yudin, the great. Haya Dorish, he darshan the following. Kshein Rotzin, in Rotzim, Ella Bimilsa. When they did Ritzia, it was only in the earlobe, in the soft hanging down part. That's the way they made their Ritzia. V'chachamim omrim, no. Ein Eved Ivri, Kohen Nirtza. Bebedei Shanasa Balmum. The halacha is that an Eved Ivri, who is a Kohen, cannot get Ritzia, because that will make him into a mum, and he can't do the Avoda. But one second, the Chachamim say, V'im Tomar b'milsei wrote him, and if he would be getting the hole in the earlobe, then Heichad Eved Ivri Kohen, Yasa Balmun, that he wouldn't become a Balmum anyway, because a hole in the earlobe doesn't make him a Balmum. It's not on the list of Mumin. So the Rabbanan say, and the fact that you know that that's the Misorah, that he can't do it, it must be that it's not in the lobe. Ha'ein Nirtzel of a Govesh Shel Ozen. It must be in the harder part of the ear, which if the Kohen would get the hole in it, he would be a Balmum. The Gemara Ksubas discusses that every part of our body is specifically tailor-made for a purpose. So we're talking about the earlobe, where the Ritzia is done, but remember the Gemara Ksubas Daf Hey talks about why our fingers are shaped like fingers. like pegs? Why does it get skinnier as you go to the edge? And why do we have an earlobe? Same reason, right? Why, says the Gemara, Shem Yishma Adam Davar She'eino Hagun Yaniach Etzbo Ba'aznav. You hear some Lashon Hara? Just put your fingers in your ears. Imagine if our fingers were as thick as thumbs the whole way down. Wouldn't be able to fit into the ear. So the Gemara says, why are they shaped like pegs? Because mostly and then turn to the Rabbi Shmuel. Why is the bottom of your ear soft? The earlobe. You fold it up. Just fold it. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us right. Right, we have a protection. You see something you don't want to see, you close your eyes. Right, imagine if people were like fish. Imagine they're fish, right? No eyelids. You have to see everything you see. No, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us eyelids. So if we see something, say, you know, Hagum, close their eyes. Close our eyes. We hear something, close the ears. Two, we have two ways to close the ears. Right, so that's, everything is exactly created for a reason. Viter. But my kamiflagi, so what's the root of this machlokes? Whether you darshan the earlobe, or the earlier machlok is about dafka metal or any type of tool, even a thorn. But my kamiflagi, the Rebbe darish klal uprati. Rebbe darshins, right? There are two ways of understanding limudim: so, klal uprat or riba umiyet. So Rebbe darshins klal uprat vilakachta klal. That includes anything. Marzeya prat. Be'azno uvadeles chazav a klal. So klal uprat a klal, iyata don elakein a prat. That rule is that has to be similar to the example given. Ma prat mefurish shomateches, avkol shomateches. That is Rebbe's opinion. It's got to be metal. Rebbe Yossi darish ribu yemiyute. He darshins ribu yemiyet. Vilakachta riba. Marzeya miyet. Limiting the ribui. Be'azno uvadeles chazav a riba. So it includes a riba, umiyet, veriba, riba, kol. Everything is included, and there's one limit. My rabbi, rabbi komili. Everything is included. Umay miyet, miyet, sam. What sam? Where I put some type of medicine or burning material on the ear, and eventually it makes a hole. So that's not included, because you have to do a maisa ritzia. That's not a maisa ritzia, that's just having the result of the ritzia, and therefore it would not be allowed. It's clear from the Gemara, the Gemara says that an Eved, a Kohen Eved Ivri, doesn't have Ritzia, but it's clear that an Eved Ivri, a Kohen can be an Eved Ivri. It's just that he can't get to the second stage. Ask the Machne, don't we have a din that a Kohen can't be Meshamesh? You can't use the services of a Kohen. How could a Kohen be an Eved Ivri at all? Let alone, okay, he can't do Ritzia. So he says, a couple of answers, as either it's different if he's paid for it, he can't just serve you, you know, for free. That's considered Avdus. But if he's paid for it, he's working. Or, I can be mochel. He can be mochel, that's okay. It's not a bizayon. So he can be mochel, and therefore, it would be okay. The Chashuk Echemed here has a case. Unusual. I'll tell you the first half of the case, then you'll see how it's related. This was the case. There was a story of two boys, two bachurim, that were talking outside of a dentist's office. And they're about to start walking home. And after they got, you know, two buildings down, they saw a taxi, and one guy says to the other one, Reuven says to Shimon, you see that taxi? He is a major ripoff artist. He always tricks you. He'll tell you, he'll put on the, it's a block to get to the place, but he'll go around a crazy route just to have the meter going for an extra 10, 15 minutes, and he'll charge you. So Shimon says, really? That's what he always does? Watch this. He goes into the taxi and says, here, please take me to the dentist's office, where he just was, two buildings down. And he acts as if he doesn't like no. And the taxi starts driving around and 10, 15 minute drive and finally shows up in front of the building. He's like, okay, 100 shekel. And the guy says, gives him 5 shekel and says, you're a shakran? I know exactly where the dentist's office is. Here's your 5 shekel and I'm leaving. This should teach you. And he leaves. That's the case. And then now he says, did he do the right thing? Is this really true? Did he do the right thing? Maybe he owes him for the ride. Maybe he doesn't know him. So that's his shayla. Number one, did I give him mussar? Right? Was it good? Okay to give him mussar? Number two, did I do the right thing? So Rav Zilberstein says here, tshuva, he says, for sure you should give him mussar. You're preventing mecholim from the future. And, you know, if he learned from this not to trick people, you know, it's better that way. And what's the other thing? That you should tell the taxi authorities? I'm sure this taxi would rather not that. for this taxi would rather be told off by one passenger than to be told the taxi authorities, and then he might lose his, I don't know what it's called in this country, the medallion, whatever, he'll lose his ability to be a taxi. But he says, the fact that you try to teach him a lesson is okay. But what about the Tashlum HaNesiyah? So he says, you have to pay him whatever the payment should have been. Meaning there could be a base price that right when you go into a taxi, there's a base price, and then, you know, the meter goes. So if the base price was more than 5 shekel, he says, then you gotta pay more than 5 shekel. You gotta pay whatever, because you went into the taxi. But you don't have to pay him any more. Then he tricked. So what does that have to do with us? The second part. He says, then it was nitbarer that the taxi driver was a Kohen. And he was a Kohen, and they stopped giving him kibbutim and shul because of what he did. Is that appropriate? Are they allowed to not the kidashto because he's a ganuf? And he's not in jail, but that's the kasha, not give him any kibudim. So he says, he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes the Minchas Chinuch, and he quotes the Makne about how could a Kohen do any avoda. And Lomaskana, he says, if he's the only Kohen in shul, you gotta give it to him. He's still Mishpachas Kahuna. And if he's gonna duchen, he's gonna duchen. But there is no, as the Gemara says, the fact that he's servicing you is not going to be an issue because, as we see here, he could even be an Eved Ivri. Vayter. First wide line. Amar Mar. Hamartzeya lohavi martzeya hagadol. My mashma, what does that mean? Kedama Rava. How do you know it means the big one? Ha yarech. Ha miyumenes shebe yarech. Ha chanami. Ha martzeya miyuchad shebe memartzan. So it could be big. The Ritva here says you make a big hole. You make a big hole. What kind of big hole? So the Shamasyana Balacha here says, well, maybe it's Nikar, like we have by Hilchas Esrog. By Hilchas Esrog, it's got to be Nikar, and he quotes many poskim that say that what is called a psul by an Esrog, not with a magnifying glass, and not if you have to analyze it, but looking at it normally at first glance, if you don't see any hole, there is no hole there halachically. So to here, it's talking about the chiddushes where it is a big hole. Only in the earlobe. And he answered back, he says, no, it's got to be in the actual ear, but he doesn't do it because you don't want him to become a balmum. Balmum. So what? What do you mean? Let him be a balmum. Meaning, don't worry about the future. Rashi says, this is what he wants, so be a balmum. Okay. Right, this has to do with the long-term, short-term view. Right, right now. Amar Rabba Barav Shela, Amar Kra, Vishavel Mishpachto, Lemuchzak Shebe Mishpachto. The Pazik says that afterwards he goes back to his family, he goes back to the position he filled in his family before he became an Eved, which means he can't make himself into a Balmut. Period. Ibai lehu eved ivri kohen maushe yimsar lo rabo shivcha kenanis. We know the rule is that an eved ivri gufo kanui, and therefore the master can give a shivcha kenanis. What if he's a kohen? Chiddishu lo shta kohanim lo shta yisrael. The whole thing is a chiddish, so therefore even kohanim, we would say, is the chiddish. O dilma, no. Shiny kohanim ol veriba v'en akasim isvas yiseros. No, maybe kohanim, especially in the world of marriage, we say they have special, more limited halachas, and he can't. Machlokes. Rav amar mutar, Shmuel amar aser. Machlokes. Amalei, and we paskin like, right, Rav. Halacha karabi isure. We paskin like Rav, that even a Kohen can, Kohen Eved Ivri can marry a, not be given a shivcha kananis. Amalei Rav Nachman le Rav Anan. Ki avisa beimar Shmuel. Rav Anan, when you were in Shmuel's yeshiva, be'is kum dari itlalisa. You were busy playing a game. You were busy playing and you didn't focus on what Shmuel said. Right? You didn't focus. I think, you know, Shmuel, right, Rashi quotes, Loitisim lev ledaktik b'shmuaschem. You will be mesachik pishpishim. Why? Because there's a taino. If Shmuel really said that it's usur, you could have said as follows. My time of otemer lemeha. Why don't you tell him from the following? V'chavimorim ein eved ivri kohen nirtza b'bnei shenasa balmum. A Kohen, an Eved Ivri, can't have Ritzia because he's going to become a Balmum, right? That's what he said earlier. But one second, V'im Tomer ain't Rabba Mosul a Shivcha Kananis. But Shmuel, if you're right that a master can't give him a Shivcha Kananis, then there's a different reason he can't do Ritzia anyway. Typically, the Beina Ahavtias Adonias Ishtivas Banai, Veleka. Right? In order to do Ritzia, you have to have a family. If a Kohen can't have a family, you don't get the first base with a Ritzia. Forget the Balmum issue. So you should have said that to Shmuel. Vesulo midi, and this is a bomb kasha. This is no way to get out of this question on Shmuel, and therefore that's what you should have said. Okay, period. So now we are up to a major topic. We only have about 5 minutes to discuss it, but at least let's start, and Hashem, it will be discussed more tomorrow. We know that, Rachmana Litzlan, if somebody marries a non-Jew, if a Jew marries a non-Jew, derech chasnus, that's, according to most, it is a daraisa of bitcha bito lo sitak levnecha. Right? Bito lo sitak levnecha, his daughter, a guy, lo sitak levnecha. If it's derech znus, not derech chasnus, then if it's in public, kanon pogenbo, that's the halach, again, not bizman azeh, rachman chas v'shalom, but in bizman bezdin v'chulu, in public, kanon pogenbo, and in private, Bezdin shall shame Gazru. It's an ancient it's a Drabbanan. Maybe it's a smacks of a Daraisa in some sense, but it's different. The question is, what about Shas Milchama? Is Shas Milchama any different in this regard? Is that Befarhesya? Is that not? So that's the background a little bit for this following discussion of Yefas Toar. As we know, Yefas Toar is an amazing halacha that is a rule breaker in many regards. So let's see. Ibailu, Kohen Mal B'Yefas Toar. A Kohen, and it's clear from this Gemara that a Kohen is fighting the battle, right? He's in the army too. Mechamas Mitzvah, Mechamas Rashus, discussion, which Mechama are we talking about by Yefas Toar? Mal B'Yefas Toar. So what is the halacha by Yefas Toar regarding this? Chidishu Loshna Kohen V'Loshna Yisrael, similar to what we just discussed. Do we say that, well, just like the Kohen by the Shifcha Kananis, so here too, so a coin is Mutar B'Yefas Toar. Odilma Shaini Kohanim, Ho, Veriba, and Mitzvos Yisero. So do we say no? Kohanim are different, and they can't marry a Yefas Toar. Rav Amar Mutar, Shmuel Amar Aser. Again, same thing. And we have 2 days here. Let's read the whole Gemara for today, and then Meshem will make some comments. Machlokas. Rav says Mutar, Shmuel says Aser. Bebiya Rishona, to call the Amal Apligi Deshari. By Bia Rishona, everybody agrees Bia Rishona is Mutter, even Shmuel. Why? Delo Dibra Torah, El Kenega Yetzahara. As the famous line explaining Yefas Toar, it's all about controlling his Yetzahara, so we have to give in to him on that. Bia Rishona. Ki Pliki Bia Shnia. The question is, could you stay married to them? Rav Amar Mutter, Ushmuel, and there's a Machlokes Rishona, which we'll talk about tomorrow, next year. Where does Bia Rishona take place? Only after you bring it to your house, on the battlefield. So Rav Amar Shmuter Shmuel Amar Aser. The Machlokas is by Biyashniya. Rav Amar Mutter, Hol Vishtarya Ishtari. Once Bia Rishona was Mutter, we let them stay together as well. Hol Vishtari Ishtari. Right, a similar discussion. The Rashmi here discusses about if a Kohen Gadol, he asks, why is it different than a Kohen Gadol who has to do Yibum? Kohen Gadol's brother dies without children. Can he do Yibum? So the Gemara says, well, theoretically, the first Bia is okay, because that's Asi Dochalos Aseh. But what about the second Bia? No more mitzvahs Aseh, and now you just have a Los Aseh of marrying an Amana. So the Rashba discusses, why don't you say Hove Ishtari Ishtari there? Right? You have other cases as well. What if you have an Amana married to a Kohen, and then the Kohen becomes a Kohen Gadol? So do you say they can stay married? Is that any different? So, let's keep that in mind. Ushmuel Amar Aser, and Shmuel says, Aser by Biri Shnia, Tahavi le Giyores, because she's a Giyores, a Giyores the Kohen, lo Chazia. The Giyores can't be married to a Kohen. That's first version. Ika da Amre, different version. Bibi Shnia, Kuli Amal of Ligi di Asira. Everybody agrees that Bia Shnia, she's off limits. Tahavi le Giyores. Ki pligi Bibi Rishona. That's the Machlokas. Rav Amar Mutter, Tahalo di Bratora, la Keneged Yetzahara. As we know, Ushmuel Amar Aser, no. Anywhere where she will be able to come into your house, Karina Bevar Isa Bashivya. Then you can do step one. So 2 days, whether the machlok is about Bia Rishona or Bia Shnia. Again, it's a fascinating topic, just to make 2 comments. Number one is the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky is quoted by many of the Bali Musar here. And he says, there's an amazing halacha that you learn, message that you learn from this halacha. What does the Gemara say by Yefas Toar? This unusual case of what we'll see, some Rishonim call a Geiris Balkarcha, right? What is it? The Torah realizes that it's hard, and therefore the Torah gives you an out. You know what that means? That in every other circumstance of every other mitzvah, you could do it. The Torah realizes that this case, you're in the battlefield, and it's tough. That's the only case where the Torah says, okay, I'll give you a heter. That's a raya that in every other case, kasha roe abore sheish b'torah davar shekasha ma'od lamod bo hu yisbarach matur es iser. But in every other case, it must be that we could do it, and we can't say that it can't be done. And he quotes a remez to this from the pasuk we say in the Halalukas. Hanosin shelek katzomer, Hashem gives the snow like tzemer, kefar ko'efer yifazer. Remez lakach, she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'amin adam b'nisayon, ela im yodea hu meirosh she'biyado b'kocho la'amod bo. Hashem does give you a test that you can't pass. Kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu morid shelek al ha'aretz, Enu mevio ela kasher yesh dait semer kedei lehislabeish lehisgonein b'fnei akar. Hanotzei sheleg katsamer. He gives enough snow based on how much wool people have. And if people have it, that's a remez to then kafor. Lo yavo laaretz cold elam ken yesh dai eitzim kedei lahaviram ba'ach hachiyasu efer ashes v'chamos abrios. Right? Kafor ko efer yefazer. Right? As much as there's ashes around. Anyway, that's the Rev Yechezkel Abramsky who talks about it here. There are others also. Shram said Balachi here quotes some achronim who say the whole point of Yefaz Toar is a heter which you're really not supposed to use. Meaning, once you know something's mutter, so then often you won't want it anymore. Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku, as the Gemara talks about. But once you know it, okay, I don't want it. I don't want it anymore. Once you have it and you know that it's going to be it's going to be allowed. And you find many examples of this, which he quotes in Yuma, Tzalm of Zion. We say to the Mishaleach by the Seir Lazazel, he has bread, he has water, and the Mishnah says they never used it. As long as he knows that they're able to have it, so then it would be okay. And he quotes by other examples as well. But either way, this is Yefaz Toar. We've discussed it in the past, the lundus of Yefaz Toar, but it comes up tomorrow. Rashi and Tosfos, Bez Shem on tomorrow's daf. Okay, next daf will be put up from the last cycle, Bez Shem, and we'll pick up next time with Chav Gimel.